Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
It's Christmas!
Christmas 2023 was the best Christmas that ever there was.
Oh, happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas.
New Year.
We're here now in 2024. We're all living in the moon and on the Mars.
That meteor strike was awful, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it went up straight up Boris Johnson's arse, so we're all good.
So what's happening, kid? What are you up to today?
Well, no.
I'm not asked what you're doing today, to be honest. How was your Christmas?
It was good, mate. It was very good. It was nice. It was quiet. Everyone says that, don't they? It was quiet.
Oh, we had the quiet one.
You had a quiet one.
You had a quiet one because you were building up to something a bit more special, weren't you?
I had my 50th birthday.
Your 50th birthday.
Yeah, I don't feel 50, to be honest. I feel 60. Everyone says that as well. No. Yeah. So, what did you do on Christmas Day, mate? Anything nice?
No, we had Mar and Dad down for tea. So, there was the six of us. Tay-Tay, Becca's fella, came a bit later on.
Tay-Dog.
They stayed
Tay-Dog.
I think a couple of hours. And then Becca disappeared to Taylor's and never to be seen again. Oh, we went for a meal. Went for a meal box, didn't we? All the both families got together.
We went for a meal
to West Kirby.
It was very nice, to be honest. It was a lovely meal. I had the sea bass. What did you get anyway?
I went for the ribs.
Yeah, I know you and Shelley had the ribs. It was a bit weird.
Didn't really get to see you. It was a big massive table. Me and you were sat head of table either end.
I know. And it was a huge table.
Yo, pass me the salt. What was that?
What did you get anyway for Crimbo? For Crimbobs?
Oh, well, Shelley got me the music centre. The turntable, amp, and CD player.
What, that was for your birthday?
It's part and part, wasn't it? Because it was quite expensive.
Okay, let you off then.
Pricey. So then I got records. She got me the new Beatles doubles, the 62 to 67, is it? 62, 66, 67 to 70, whatever it is.
Yeah, red and blue.
I didn't expect it at all. So when I opened it, when she gave me the parcel, there was a big smile on her face. I knew what it was, sort of thing, because it's the shape of the parcel. So it's not, is it? You didn't. You haven't. Like £175, wasn't it, for the two of them?
Something like that, yeah.
So, £150, wasn't it? £75 each. So I was opening it, you haven't. Oh my God, is it the coloured ones? The coloured vinyls? And then her face dropped. She goes, I don't know. So I opened it and it was just the black ones. So she was like gutted. I said, I'm not asked. I didn't want the coloured ones. I just thought, for some reason, I just said, is it the colour ones? I'm not asked whether the colour or black. I said, I'm not going to watch it as it's spinning around the turntable. Makes no difference. But she was gutted.
Ruined Shelley's Christmas.
Yeah. Do you want me to send them back and get the coloured ones? I said, no, I'm happy with these. I'm like, no, but I can send them back. No, I'm happy with these.
So bless.
Yeah, did well. Got a few. The kids got me. There's a new set of In Excess remix albums come out. It's a set of nine at the moment. One, two, and three are out. So the kids got me them. They would. I've had a look at them, and they were quite pricey. So they've paid a lot for them.
Nice.
So that's another three. So three are out now. Three are out in another couple of months. So I'll probably get them for Father's Day or something. And then I'll get the next three for my birthday, probably in September.
Well, they've always got something to buy you now, haven't they?
You get
to a certain age and you don't need or want anything, do you?
No.
You just buy it. But now people can buy your vinyl.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just give them a list of what I'm interested in, what I'd like, and they can pick one out of it.
Yeah. Very, that's nice. It's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. Got a nice bottle of aftershave. Did well. Did all right for yourself this year.
I got three bars of soap
Nice.
from
Because you stink.
and a record coaster.
Nice.
And what did Grace get me? Oh my God. Oh, a duster to dust my records with.
Nice.
We had a very frugal Christmas this year. Me and wifey didn't buy each other nothing.
What was the coaster of a specific album, or does it just look like a record?
It's a single. It's a Hey Jude.
Oh, nice.
So it actually looks like, I don't know if it's true or it just makes it look like it, but it looks like it might have been a record back in the day and they've melted it, but I can't see that. But maybe it's just a printout that makes it
Yeah.
look like, because I haven't got a hole in the middle, whereas an original record would. But it's
Ah.
Hey Jude. So that's got me. I had Alexa earbuds from about 4 years ago, just been in our kitchen for 4 years just because I got AirPods after AirPods, yeah. And I just thought, I wonder if, because Kerry said, you're not listening to these records all the time. Do whatever you want when I'm not in. So I just thought, I wonder if they'll work. So I charged them up, and lo and behold, press the Bluetooth button, press the pairing button on there. So this morning I was listening to a record
Oh, sound.
on my little bod pods, buds, earbuds. Yeah.
So she doesn't have to listen now.
Yeah, although I've just been doing the iron and listening to one of my birthday presents of Stewie Ladd, the now 73 album, which is Boss. So it's all
Yeah.
songs from 1973. I've just been listening to side one of that. And, like, to be fair, I'm ironing in here. I'm not having the music blared and it's just out. So it was on the speakers. I wasn't on my headsets, on my earphones, the head pods, whatever they're
Yeah.
called.
When I was
Now,
looking for ideas for your prezi for your birthday, that now 73, just had a look at the back and every song is a banger.
oh mate, 50 years ago was the Boss. Yeah, so yeah, we went to Coffin Carron's for Christmas Day, and like 17 of us, and it was just nice because of everything that's going on with the family and all that, that we were all there and whatever. And then we were over at yours, and then out for a meal on Boxing Day, and I got spoilt in your house. I got what an atmosphere, and a party with a happy.
Oh yeah, I got you a couple of joke presents because you always say you've told many times on many podcasts. Yeah, but sorry, you like your Canada more, but you're
Yeah.
cool about a couple of it.
So
12 inches album.
my two favourite songs in the world because of like childhood memories is them two. So you got me them both. So life is complete. And I will re-record an episode, a version of it. Atmosphere. To go on
Oh, dulcet
ego.
tones.
Yeah.
You
I think,
lucky people.
well, it has to be a duet, I think. So we'll get that done.
I don't
So
think
I
it is a
mean,
duet. I think it's a solo.
well, I know, yeah, but we need to find some solos. Oh, we've got Bat Out of Hell as well from yourself, another classic,
Oh, yeah.
1977. So I've done
That's
very
another
well.
one of your talk, Ross.
I've instantly got an instant record collection, and then my neighbour knocked yesterday on my birthday, Paul, with a
Oh yeah, of
1973
Diddle.
copy of Band on the Run.
Yeah, how did us all in one foul
So,
swoop?
yeah. So I'll listen to that. Well, is sounds like it's from 1973. It's very crackly, very atmospheric, very vinyl-y. Whereas I've just been listening to that now, 73. You wouldn't even know that was a vinyl record. So you
Yeah.
can, so if like Band on the Run 50 year edition's probably out there. I haven't even looked, but that would be pristine, whereas you can tell an old record, can't you? So
Yeah, there's a 50th anniversary of Band on the Run.
So now I've
But I saw a little tip on YouTube for this crackling records from back in the day,
oh
and I'm
yeah.
gonna try it. A few of mine. It involves wood glue. You smear wood glue all over it, obviously not getting on the label, just the vinyl.
Yeah.
Leave it for 24 hours and it sets clear and just peel it off. And it takes all the dirt off the grooves.
Yeah. And then
have
you
a
just
look on
play,
YouTube.
And then you just play the wood glue instead.
Yeah. Have a look on YouTube. Vinyl
look,
wood
yeah.
glue, I'm assuming.
Well, there's all these contraptions you can buy, can't you, to repair vinyl and
yeah,
that.
I've had a look, but they're like 100, 150 quid, aren't they? I don't know whether I'm that bothered.
Yeah. So the thing with the old vinyl is if you've bought a second-hand copy from a record shop, you can just go and buy another copy from a record shop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's basically Christmas 2023. Tune in next month for...
Did you have a traditional Christmas dinner? Anything special? I've so many people this year, especially, I've noticed so many people saying, not getting a turkey this year. Don't like turkey. Don't know why we're having turkey every year. So we're having X this year.
No, we had turkey crown. The beef was bought in October on the way home at the House of Brewer on the A9, which was snowed in the other day. Unbelievable.
What, you bought a calf? Kept in the back garden?
Yeah. And then we butchered it. And I think he got the pork from there as well, maybe. But there was, and ham. So we had four meats. And they did too much. I mean, I only had three roast potatoes and I was absolutely stuffed.
Yeah. I did
loads
too
of
much.
Veg. Loads of veg.
I made Christmas Day. I always make Christmas dinner and I did far too much. But this year was the year where I just smashed it. Everything was lovely, if I do say so myself. I got a turkey crown, but I took the breast off them and stuffed it and wrapped them in bacon. And I got a gammon as well. And it was just delicious. Both of them succulent, juicy. Everyone said how nice it was. Loads of roasties, dead crispy. Oh, it was... Mwah. I surpassed myself this year.
Good lad. You're getting good at it after 53 years.
52, not bad.
We got a gammon. And we, like, that's a tradition. We just boil up a gammon. And then you've got ham and that for a few days.
Yeah.
But we've chopped ours in half this year and froze half of it. We boiled it the other day. And half a gammon doesn't go very far. A couple of sarnies out of it and it went.
Yeah, well, Shell said, should we just get a half of one? Because we're getting the turkey as well. So, no, you've got to get a full one because it's got to get through Boxing Day as well and maybe even into New Year if you freeze a little bit of it.
Yeah, so the last, you got all these desserts from this cake person somewhere in Liverpool, I don't know where, and one of them was, oh my God, Rocky Road cheesecake. Bread and butter pudding.
Ooh.
A Bakewell tart.
Nice.
And what was the other one? There was a fourth one. I can't remember.
I made my own fruitcake, Christmas fruitcake.
Oh,
but without the marzipan and icing because none of us like it.
Well,
made it a few months ago and kept feeding it with spiced rum.
Oh, dirty boy. Well, I've just give all the leftover cakes away to all the pensioners in the street. And I thought they'd all go like that. No. Every one of them went, can I take that one?
They'll have the shits tomorrow.
So all the pensioners will be shitting blood tomorrow. So there you go. That was our Christmas 2023.
So for your birthday, you got a music sensor off Kenny, didn't you?
Yeah, I got the record player and all that, and my ass was twitching a bit setting it up yesterday. But the record player that I got, there was a YouTube video from the manufacturers, so they showed me how to put the weight on and balance it and all that, and I didn't even realize I can just press play on it and it'll just go off. You tell it if it's a 12 or a 7 and it just plays and then it returns back, which is what my dad used to do when I was little on his record center
yeah
or his music center. So yeah, I've been out and busy, so I haven't really had a chance. I played a band on the run yesterday, because I saw that Paul could hear it through the wall. I played Cloud Nine this morning, and then I'm just doing the ironing now. So I've had a little dabble, yeah.
You got Grease, a record player for Christmas Rolling. So
Yes.
is the sound much different? Because theirs is a built-in speaker system, isn't it? Whereas you've got
Yeah.
the externals.
Yeah, it is. It's a good sound out of it, but you can add on to it with speakers. So we'll get her some speakers for her birthday. She's done a lot of listening as well, but she got a CD player as well, standalone CD player. So she's got the vinyls on the go, and then she's got CDs on the go. Bit weird, but yeah, it's sound. It's like pride of place in the corner there. Can't wait to get the Christmas tree down now and get rid of it.
Just getting your year out the way.
Yeah, and then think about starting some major DIY projects. So see
Oh
what
dear.
happens. Yeah, so should we crack on?
Oh, we had.
Best ad, hadn't we?
We're halfway through. Yeah.
Yay!
So what? So I was going to say, what year are we doing? 2023.
Meth. Contact us on itschristmaspodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at itschristmaspod. I think it's itschristmaspodcast now, can't remember, but you'll find us. No one uses it anyway. Your boss on it, though, I will say that, getting all the weird little Christmas tweets out, gets people's juices flowing.
Oh yeah, when we talk about like different toys or whatever, find out little bits of information and pictures, put it on.
Christmas this year was on the perfect day for Christmas, on Monday.
It was a Monday. You're
Yeah.
right.
So,
I was working all through Christmas and New Year, to be honest. I just got the Christmas Day and Boxing Day off. I was working 4 days up to Christmas Day, and then I was in to 27th, and I'm working. I'm in New Year's Day as well. So
Yeah.
we're going out to a party Christmas Eve, but I'm gonna have to be sensible because I'm in work the following day.
Oh, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, yeah.
Yeah, I worked Christmas Eve, the 27th. Then I've been off. I'm in New Year, but I'm back in on New Year's Eve and back in right through then until it's just back to normal for me. So, but if you're one of them people who isn't like us, Monday was a perfect Christmas because you've got your little weekend where you're off, and then you've got the Boxing Day, and then probably the Wednesday's a bank holiday, I think, then because of that, isn't it? You know,
And
so
if you're a nice
weather,
boss, he'll give you Thursday, Friday off as well. No way of coming in for them 2 days. Have that as well.
just gathered off.
You're not getting
Weather,
paid, though.
it was a white Christmas. Snow and sleet and rain moved across parts of Scotland, with Tulloch Bridge and Aviemore recording snowflakes, the Met Office said. The forecaster said this made Christmas 2023 an official white Christmas. This is defined, as we know, by at least one snowflake falling on the 25th of December.
And if you remember, while you were at ours, it was on the news that this is officially the warmest Christmas day we've had.
Yeah, it's officially the warmest Christmas day, so we've been turning the central heating off because it's fucking roasting. But then did you see on, I think it was the 27th, up on the A9, everyone stranded up by Aviemore, Pitlochry, snowed in. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then tornadoes through Manchester, people getting their roofs ripped off their houses. Unbelievable.
It has been a bit windy, hasn't it? I know
You know what?
there's been mayhem on the rails, hasn't there?
Yeah, railway is in meltdown.
All the trains getting cancelled and all the drivers getting accused of striking. This is
Yeah.
because you striking.
And we're literally not. So fuck the Tories. Over to news.
The news. So I found a nice little list for this year
Yeah.
that the Britain's favourite news stories of 2023. So, how many is there? There's 30. So I'll just whiz through them. So we had obviously the coronation of King Charles III and the death of the Queen. We had Boris Johnson resigning as MP. Well, yeah. The Lionesses reaching the World Cup final. And the news has been released today, hasn't it? That three of them have been honoured in the New Year's honours list.
What about the rest of them?
And everyone's kicking up a fuss. Or like people in the forces, people who've been in the forces 30 odd years getting overlooked for people who kick a ball. I
Well,
think the goal, the
anyone
goalie.
famous, no one should get an honours when you've got food banks opened.
No.
And King Charles got a pay rise of 45% this year and inherited all his mother's wealth, didn't pay any tax on it. Hashtag not my king, but anyway.
Liverpool hosts the Eurovision Song Contest in place of war-torn Ukraine.
Yeah, that was Bosch.
There's a pill which halves the risk of breast cancer announced. Philip Schofield nonce leaves this morning accused of noncery.
Just around the same time, his brother was locked up for being a nonce. Weird. Keep it in the family. There's always a nonce on this show. Always
Always
a
a nonce.
nonce.
Christmas nonce. Parkinson's patients able to walk 6 kilometres without problems after a spinal implant. There was the rise of AI.
Yeah.
But it's still shit at doing jokes.
It is shit to
I'm
do in
sure
jokes.
you're going to do one later.
Yeah.
The Beatles released their final song Now and Then more than 50 years after they broke up.
Bonkers.
Sir Elton John headlines Glastonbury, but Rick Astley is the biggest hit.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Nigel Farage appears on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here and gets his arse out.
Absolute disgrace.
And he,
Shame on ITV.
yeah, he was, wasn't he paid? He was paid the most, wasn't he?
1.5 million quid, mate, and
Yeah.
all he's on there is to do what Boris Johnson's dad did and Nadine Dorries did and Matt Hancock did, was try and rehabilitate themselves and get into the psyche
Yeah.
of the general public. He's
And
an absolute
he
gobshite.
kept getting calls out, didn't he, on camera telling the other celebrities like basically how to win the show. You know, I've watched this and this is gonna get me airtime. You know, thinking it wasn't gonna be showed, but they showed
Yeah, he's a prick.
it. Holly Willoughby leaves this morning amid news that she has had stalkers and death threats. Peter Kay's first live tour is more in more than a decade. We went to the show in Liverpool and wasn't happy.
Oh, why?
Just don't think he was very funny. Very disappointed.
I mean, you don't even see him on telly anymore. He's like a mythical creature now. Does he look the
Yeah.
same?
He's lost a lot of weight. Obviously, he was portly, wasn't he? But he's lost a lot of weight.
No one knows why he disappeared, though, do they?
Well, they
Everyone
know it
just
was
says it.
cancer, but they don't know who. I know his nan's died now, so maybe his nan had cancer. Cancer's definitely in it somewhere, but we don't know who, whether it was a family member or him.
But he wasn't very
You know,
funny.
no, it was funny bits, but you know when you've watched the DVDs,
Carpoolers,
yeah, when you've seen all the good stuff, you expect everything to be like that, and obviously it wasn't.
yeah.
So, I mean, don't get me wrong, we laughed, but just not belly laughs like we thought we would be. Barbie movie tops the box office.
Yeah, still
Seen
never
it?
seen
You
it.
must have seen it.
Nope.
You've got two girls.
Nope.
What?
Not
I've
asked.
seen it. Well, I say I've seen it. I fell asleep after about half an hour. Prince Harry releases his memoir, Spare.
Yeah, I bought it.
And is that the book that's in the news that it went to Holland or something with the naming of who had the
No,
racial slur?
this is one where he gets fucking wanked off in a barn or something, in a field or something, by some one of his nannies or something. Can't
What?
remember. Yeah.
Hello. Twitter becomes X.
Yeah, Elon Musk, another fucking prick.
Yeah. Andrew Freddie Flintoff, MBE, appears in public for the first time since his Top Gear crash. He was in a mess, wasn't he? He's
Yeah,
suing him.
bellend.
He's suing him, isn't he? Oh, Vinyl outsells CDs for the first time since 1987.
Yep. I watched an article on it the other day, and their vinyl is growing every year, and CDs have bottomed out now, and they're starting to grow again.
Yeah.
And tapes.
Yeah,
tapes
I know,
are all
I
the rage.
Cassettes are back, yeah.
Weird.
England suffer semi-final heartbreak against South Africa in the Rugby World Cup.
Don't know.
Don't do rugby. Dan Wotton is suspended from GB News. Lawrence Fox is sacked. Fox was making sexist remarks on air, and Wotton laughed along, resulting in nearly 8,000 complaints to Ofcom.
Yeah, I complained, yeah. Get the prick sacked.
Becca Mayer's on Netflix, and yeah. Rebecca Luz is back in the news, because it wasn't mentioned, was it?
Mm.
And she saw her ass and saw her 5 minutes of fame.
She had to put her record straight.
Yeah. Sir Elton John ends his touring career with a final concert in Stockholm. Big Brother returns. Big news in the Miller House there. Our Shelley loves Big Brother.
Our Eve does.
HS2 Northern Leg officially scrapped.
Disgraceful.
Colleen Rooney, The Real Wagatha Story, airs on Disney Plus.
I want to see that.
It's really good. We watched it.
I like it.
It's really good.
I like it a lot.
She did a lot of the detective work herself. She's very clever. Adele stops a Las Vegas show to tell security to leave one of her fans alone.
Who?
Did you see that?
No.
There was a really camp fella, and he was at the back. Like, he stood up and he was doing all his dancing, singing along, and a lot of the other fans were getting pissed off at him because basically he was in the way, and he was singing loud so they couldn't hear her. So they were all telling him to sit down. A security guard came and started forcing him to sit down, and she stopped the show. So what's going on over there? What's that? What's leave him alone? He's having fun. Leave him. So the security guard sort of like backed off and scuppered into the shadows.
But then he literally wrecked the show for everyone sitting around him.
Yeah. So he went three octaves higher then. 27. Married at First Sight is on Channel 4. You won't know what that is, will you? Shelley loves that. Matt Hancock appears on SAS, Who Dares Wins.
Yeah, prick.
Britney Spears releases a memoir, The Woman in Me. And Jada Pinkett Smith reveals she and Will Smith had been separated since 2016.
What was all the slap about then?
Don't know.
Get your wife, my wife's name out your mouth.
And then we had a few deaths this year. The Pogues frontman, Shane McGowan. Matthew Perry. Paul O'Grady. Sinead O'Connor were some of the biggest shocks of the year. And that's the news, lad.
Yeah, sad.
So they thought him dying was nailed on. He was going to be Christmas in One, didn't he? Fairy Tale in New York.
Yeah.
Nailed on.
But he wasn't. Should we crack on with the albums and safety?
Go ahead then.
So, number 10 in the album chart, Eminem, Curtain Call, The Hits. 597 weeks in the charts. Is that for him altogether or what?
Just an album.
Yeah, peaked at number one anyway. But The Hits, Curtain, yeah. I mean, I haven't listened to Eminem for years.
Yeah.
I used to love listening to Eminem, but I was just trying to rebel against people that I didn't know I needed to rebel against.
Well, I've just ordered one of his albums.
Yeah, you're fucking weirdo. Of course you have.
Encore. It's all his hits. You know, the ones he did with like Rihanna and Ed Sheeran and all them, all the duets.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Number 9, The Highlights, by The Weeknd. So was that his greatest hits or what? I don't know, mate.
It's about Heard's Essen. Carry on.
Okay. 150 weeks on the chart. Last week, number 7, peaked at number 2. Jewels of Romance by Andre Rue and Jonah Strauss.
Johann Strauss.
Oh, Johann Strauss. Oh, right, okay. That sounds like one of them shit Christmas ones.
Yeah.
Peaked at number 8, 5 weeks on the chart, exactly. Guts, Olivia Rodrigo. I'm starting to like Rodrigo a little bit.
Oh.
I wouldn't buy, I'd only stream it. I'm not fucking buying a
No.
vinyl. Peaked at number 1, 15 weeks on the chart. Stick Season by Noah Ka Ew, Noah Kahan.
Noah Kahan. He's supposed to be the next big thing. A lot of people talking about him.
Never heard of him, and I never will. 28 weeks on the chart, peaked at number 6, so he's climbing. Christmas Cher. Oh, is that a Cher album?
Yeah,
For
suppose.
Christmas?
Yeah, recent one, yeah.
Peaked at number 5, so that'll be gone next week. Number 4, Pink Friday by Nicki Minaj. Peaked at number 3, 2 weeks on the chart.
Yeah.
Never heard it, never will. 1989, Taylor Swift's version. Peaked at number 1, 4 weeks on the chart. Oh no, 8 weeks on the chart. Yeah, so that is obviously Taylor's version. Grace got it. She got the brown one
The brown one.
for the exclusive track. Number 2. 111 weeks on the charts, peaks at number 1. Last week it was number 2. Christmas by Michael Bublé.
There's always a Michael Bublé.
Yeah. All the mothers and grandmas get that every year. And then at number 1, which is an absolute solid album. It's one of my most listened to albums of the year. Was Hackney Diamonds by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
9 weeks, peaked at number 1, last week number 6, so it's had a fucking good jump up there.
I remember last time we were talking about the Rolling Stones. They hadn't long brought out an album that I was listening to. I told you to get onto it. You probably haven't.
I haven't.
Nice.
What?
We'll leave that for another podcast The Rolling
It's
Stones
oh,
are
go on.
one.
Do it, you little blade.
The Rolling Stones now have 13 number one albums, including the 1973 original edition of Goat's Head Soup, placing them level with Elvis Presley and Robin Williams. But who holds the record for the most UK number one albums?
That's 25, dear. 25
He's
albums.
got 25 number one albums.
Maybe Paul McCartney, maybe Cliff Richard. I've got to be in the business a long time to get 25. One of them two.
Yeah. Which one
Paul
are you going for?
McCartney. Paul
Yeah.
McCartney.
Not bad, man.
Oh, good guess, that. Good guess. Detective work. I did proper detective work, didn't I?
Yeah.
Should we do the top 10 singles?
Well,
Now, this is a bit.
just another bit for the news bit there for news and albums. Taylor Swift is announced as Person of the Year for 2023.
Yeah, I'll give
And
her that.
it compounds that to she's got six albums in the top 30 this week.
Yeah, she's played a blinder, hasn't she? With a
Yeah.
$1 billion tour and all that. Her film of the concert was a smash.
Yeah, I mean, I've only heard it obviously on radio, and I had a free hour. I was on my own, and I was flicking through Disney Plus or whatever it's on, and it was the Folklore documentary, and I just put it on. I don't know why. It was a moment of madness. I don't know. I don't know,
Just
but
do me.
I actually liked it. I mean,
Yeah.
I actually liked it.
Well,
I'm not going to say a Swiftie.
me and Grace, I think it was around April like this 2023, went up on our little Scotland pilgrimage where we just drive up to Scotland and have a week, like not a week, like 2 nights in the Elgin Travelodge, basically. But this year she made us listen to Taylor Swift. Not on shuffle, not on a radio station, literally
As it should
specific
be.
album by album. And we listened to Taylor Swift for about 4 days solid, and we still didn't get to the end of it. So I quite like her. I've said to Grace she can play her albums down here. So anyway, number 10 in the hit parade, one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time, Merry Christmas Everyone, Shaken Stevens. It has been
Classic.
number 1 96 weeks on the charts. Number 9, it's
Number
this is a
nine.
shit Christmas chart, this. These should all be kicked out. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Michael Bublé, 59 weeks on the charts, peaked at number 6. This must be a normal, real song. Number 8, American rapper, went to number 1 on the 17th of November, helped because the song's features in a viral TikTok. Oh, I didn't know that. Loving on Me, Jack Harrow, never heard of him, and I never will. Number 7, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. Oh, get a grip, people. 72 weeks. Yeah, peaked at number 4.
There's only two original songs in the top 10.
These should all be kicked out. Just have a Christmas chart and then a normal chart. Number 6, Fairy Tale in New York by The Pogues featuring Kirsty MacColl. Both of them are dead now. Peaked at number 2, so they didn't get a number 1.
So didn't even get close, weeks. To be fair, did he? Number 6, no. Didn't get close.
He was on, that song was on one of my first albums back in the day, and I'm sure it's now 10 off the top of my head. Because that come out, I think it was 87, I think it come out. Fairly certain, but don't quote me on that. Number 5, Merry Christmas, Ed Sheeran and Elton John, peaked at number 1. I quite like that song, actually. I do actually like that song.
Okay.
I've started to maybe think I might listen to Ed Sheeran. I've never listened to anything that Ed Sheeran's done. I don't even know who he is. Stick Season by Noah Kahan. Again, good on you, lad. You've smashed in the Christmas chart, but I don't know who you are. You would have been number 1 if it wasn't for all these bell ends. Peaked at number 2, 12 weeks on the chart. I fucking hate this song. Number 3, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Mariah Carey, can't even say your name. Peaked at number 1, 130 weeks on the chart. I hate that song. Hate it. Number 2, Sam Ryder, Your Christmas to Me. Peaked at number 2, 6 weeks on the chart. Last week it was number 10. So it's a new Christmas song. I haven't heard it, and I never will. Alas, Sam Ryder was pipped to Christmas number 1 by... But look at the result. Well, took the results graciously, telling the official chart Christmas number 2 isn't that bonkers. Mate, I'd be fuming. When we wrote this song, in a blazing month of August, we didn't even expect it to chart. But here we are in a Mariah Carey and a burr, burr, burr sandwich, and we're the filling. I'm stoked. Mate, you've got a fucking girl's haircut and a stupid beard. Get your hair done, sorted, get a skinhead, get a shave, you would be number 1. Right? Number 1, made up for them. But I'm really not, because it shouldn't even be in the charts. Was Last Christmas by Wham. I don't understand why this got to number 1. We all know he died on Christmas Day. Last week, number 1, peaked at number 1, 95 weeks. Now holds the record for the longest journey from the release date to Christmas number 1, 39 years.
Yeah. It's weird how it's come about, isn't it? Because it's not like it's been in a film or an advert or whatever.
You know what it is, right? It's people trying to be gobshite. Because this new game that's bocking around of the Wham Christmas game, where you've got to try and go all Christmas without listening to it.
Oh, right.
You know that game. It's an internet. It's been going for years now. You've got to try and go as much through Christmas as you can without hearing that song. So I reckon people have just been playing it to get other people out.
I haven't even heard that story.
I'm fuming. Look, Simon Cowell isn't number 1, it's a bonus. It's from the 80s, it's a bonus. So for that and that alone, I'm not that fuming, but
they've ruined Christmas.
Yeah,
so but not ruined too much.
He can fuck off. So, right, the top 10 movies for the year. Do you want to bomb through them?
Yeah, go on. So, Oppenheimer, haven't seen it. Have you seen it yet, no?
No, can't be asked. 3.5 hours.
I was interested, but so many people have said it's a slow burner, so I can't be arsed with them films.
Literally.
Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Brilliant. Yep. Seeing it. Loved it.
Watched it the other night, me and wifey on our own. Loved it. Apparently, the people in the know, the people on the internet say it's shit. Well, fuck you. I actually quite loved it.
Yeah,
I thought it was boss.
Yeah. Well, because of inconsistencies and story and all that shit.
The thing is, right, I'm not that into it to know what the inconsistencies of story is. I just enjoyed it for what it was. 2.5 hours of Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Well, the worst ones for that are the fucking Marvel heads, aren't they? Which was the next. The movie's Marvels. That can't have happened because in 1965 this happened and blah, 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 blah. I went and watched the movie and it was boss and I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, but it flopped because it's got three women in it, basically.
Yeah. Next movie is Five Nights at Freddy's. I was dead excited when I saw the trailer. I said to you, if that's not a Universal house in the near future, there's something going on, and it was shit.
Yeah. I nearly went to watch it, but in the back of my mind somewhere, I remember you saying it was shit, so I just didn't bother.
I still think it'd make a good Halloween Horror Nights movie, house. And then No Hard Feelings.
No, never heard of it.
Jennifer Lawrence. She actually peels off in this, totally buff.
Oh, I might give it a watch then.
Totally on a beach scene. She's trying to seduce her boy. The mum and dad are trying to get asked her to seduce her son to bring him out of himself.
Yeah.
And she's with the promise of getting a car, I think it was. And he's not into it. So she's trying to seduce him on the beach and she gets fully naked. And I saw it and I thought, is that her or is that a body double? So I Googled and it was her. She said, there's no point in doing a body double. I'm happy to show me bits. So I just did it.
How many times did you Google that vigorously?
It Googled quite. I got a blister.
Segue on your hand.
Spider-Man Across the Universe.
Still haven't seen it.
Yeah, saw it with Matt. It's nice. Liked it.
I went to pictures to see the first one, but I just can't be asked investing my time into it because I don't know if it just comes across as really confusing. I don't know.
No, it was all right. It was okay. And then we went and saw this, me and Shelley, because I'm a big fan of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Wonka. We went to watch it yesterday on my birthday.
Yeah.
And absolutely adored it.
Brilliant, yeah.
Absolutely.
His backstory.
Phenomenal film.
Yeah,
lovely. I think it's obviously a prequel to the 1970 Willy Wonka and the Chocolate. 71? Oh, we hit the post. It's obviously a prequel to that, but I think the way this ended, without spoiling it for people, there's enough room there for a Wonka 2, I think.
I said exactly the same to Shell. I said that's
Hugh Grant
the door open
is amazing.
Yeah.
He's absolutely amazing.
See, they could have a Oompa Loompa story.
Oh, a spin-off, like the Minions.
Yeah.
Oh, take my money.
And then we've got, obviously, the Barbie movie.
Yeah, so these are all out now to go in the cinema and watch.
Yeah. We saw it on our little... We've seen it. We didn't pay to see it.
I'm not asked.
It's harmless. It's harmless. It didn't offend me. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. I haven't seen it.
No, I'll wait until it's available. I'm not bothering to go to pick. Because it's from the defunct DC universe. I don't think this is part of the reboot with the other fella who did it. I can't remember his name. Who did... who's them ones who fly through space in Marvel? Oh, my God. Where's my brain gone?
Fly through space?
Yeah.
Oh,
Guardians of the
Galaxy. Yeah,
Guardians of the... It was him. Gunn. James Gunn. There you go. Fucking hell.
And I want to see this because I do like an animated movie, Disney's Wish.
Yeah, still haven't seen it.
Yeah,
I'll wait till it comes on Disney Plus. What Disney Plus has to do, what Disney have to do, is stop releasing films onto Disney Plus too soon, because people are just not going to pictures now. We would always have took our kids to go and watch a Disney film. Absolutely, because it's brilliant on the big screen. But just like, they're not asked, we're not asked. And because why would you when it's on Disney Plus in 6 weeks anyway?
No. So them last three were the ones that were in, like you say, they were in the cinema during Christmas. So if you wanted to take them for a little treat Christmas week, you could have gone Wonka, Barbie, or Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Oh, and Wish. That's them four.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's it. That's it.
Christmas Day TV. We've only done Christmas Day just because it's 2023 and we were in a rush to get this recorded and out. So, on BBC One, Christmas Day, The King's Speech. Didn't watch it. Don't care.
I still haven't seen one. I still haven't seen any of the Queen's speeches or is.
I think I'm really not interested in the monarchy in any way, shape. I give the Queen a pass. Not interested anymore. 3:10, Toy Story 4. Yep, sound. I only watched it once. It was all right. 4:40, Strictly Come Dancing.
Nope.
Haven't seen it. That used to be a must-see telly in our house. I presume they'll just watch it on iPlayer because no one's watched it. We used to watch it live on Christmas Day. It was a must, but not now. 5:55. Doctor Who.
Yeah, disappointed with Doctor Who.
Oh, no, I enjoyed it.
No, I'm disappointed that it's... what was his name? Who came back as the Doctor? David Tennant came back, and I thought he was going to be back for the season, but no, he's new guy.
Yeah, he did the three episodes, didn't he?
I thought he was going to be doing the full thing. No, I'm not opposed to him. I'm just disappointed it's not David Tennant.
Well,
I
went and listened to the Doctor Who podcast off the BBC, the official one. Phil Gard's doing one as well. Epic Phil, he's doing the Doctor Who podcast. And there's a Hooniverse now.
Yeah.
Because Disney have got the worldwide rights for it, so they've pumped a load of money into it. And they reckon... So David Tennant, because of the way they did what they did at the end of that episode, so there's two Doctors now. If you listen to the Doctor Who podcast, basically that same thing happened at the exact same time all through time. Every time a Doctor has regenerated, they've now regenerated twice. So there's I can't even work out how many David Tennant doctors there are now running around. Matt Smith doctors, the Gael doctor, the Scottish doctor, all the other doctors have all regenerated. They all split because of this. Now, I don't know if he's going to have to backpedal on this, but there's every chance now of multiple Doctor Who TV series all over the show. So...
Yeah, they should bring back the other one as well. My God. What's his name with the cap? Not Captain. Oh, I can't think what it's called. The dancing fella from Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what was that called?
Can't remember. But all that's coming back.
That was good, yeah.
And that where they go to the secret thing in the with the toy maker and all that. Apparently that could be potentially be its own TV show and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they've definitely picked a new doctor for diversity, haven't he? Because now they've got a black bisexual doctor.
Yeah. He rides on both buses. So good luck to him. I'm there for the taking if he wants a dabble. 6:50, Michael Myers, Michael McIntyre, Michael Myers. That'd be a totally different. Everyone's dead. Ah, I don't want it. And then he just stands there, tilting his head. Michael McIntyre's The Wheel. Absolutely love this.
Yeah.
Didn't see it though. I do love The Wheel. What I can't abide about The Wheel in real life is you've got three people. One of them's normally an NHS worker. One of them might work in a food bank. And one of them might have, I've lost my job as I recovered from cancer. So these people have all got heartbreaking stories.
Yeah.
And they're in the middle of a wheel of multimillionaires.
Yeah.
And they're all begging for money, basically.
Yeah, they best basically come out of the ground with a cap on the fucking floor, don't they? Please give me money.
Please, please. And all these multi-millionaires, if it was me and I'm sitting there and that person loses the £100,000 jackpot, you'd have a whip round off camera, wouldn't you? Fucking does my head in. And nothing else does me head in more than real life people getting made to beg millionaires for money. Is the Christmas special was no doubt a load of fucking other millionaires in the ground coming up for their Christmas charity. And it won't be like the little what did he call it? The local hospice like that constantly needs fundraising. It'll be for some multinational fucking charity which has got a board of directors and they're all on 150 grand a year. Fucking boils my piss. Oh, I love being 50.
You grumpy old bastard.
7:45, the Ghost Christmas special. Watched it, loved it. Proper lovely way to end the series.
Yeah, I don't say nothing because I've never seen any of them. And I watched the very first episode a couple of nights ago.
Well, we've all loved Ghosts through the years. It's obviously from the people that brought us that kids show.
Absolute.
Horrible Histories back in the day.
Yeah.
Then they did a failed Sky TV show with some puppets, which I can't remember what that was called. But this is brilliant. This is also, there's an American version of Ghosts. It's on BBC iPlayer as well. And it's different. And whereas we do 6 episodes a series, they do like 12 episodes a series, 18 episodes. There's a lot of them, and we've watched them as well. They're quite good.
Is that other telly program affiliated to it? Plebs. Is that pass? Is that anything to do with them? Is that similar?
I don't think so.
Horrible Histories and Plebs seem quite similar.
I don't know what Plebs is.
Oh, right, it's okay.
I'd have to have a look. Call the Midwife Christmas Special, 8:15. Don't know. 9:45. That's the first. Remember in the old Christmases in the '90s and the 2000s, there'd be 2 episodes on a night.
Yeah, it'd be a cliffhanger of EastEnders.
Yeah, so it was. I mean, it's an hour long EastEnders day where I've never watched it. Kerry's been watching them to catch up, to get ready. Apparently something's happened, something big's happened. I don't know what it is. It's after 10 o'clock, so it was probably full frontal nudity of Dot and Ethel and little Willie fucking mopping one of them out. Tin of Chappie. And Nasty Nick walks in. I don't know. 10:45, Mrs. Brown's Boys. I adore this TV show.
Makes me so angry.
It's weird, Eric, how different people, like, I don't know anyone else who loves it, but Kerry doesn't laugh at hardly nothing, but she will be hysterical at this, crying. I think it's a brand new one for this year. We haven't seen it yet. So,
and I know I've said it before, and I don't know whether it was this podcast or another one, so I'll just quickly say it again. It's all fucking fake, and it does me head in. We've been with you and watched stage shows, and the mishaps, you sort of, it could be a mishap. But this is all scripted, and it does my fucking head in.
Yeah, it's probably, but that's what it is, though. It's a stage show that's getting filmed on television.
We've said the wrong word, or someone's coming wrong.
Oh, you went all Irish, then. You went all Terry Wogan. Fucking hell.
That just winds me up.
So over to ITV, 3:45, in for a Christmas penny. Oh! That'll be what that is one of the funniest shows in the history of the world.
Yeah. He is funny, whatever his fucking name is.
Michael McIntyre.
No. Freddy Krueger.
What's his fucking name? He's a little magician, isn't he? Works with Ant and Dec. Yeah. It's an Ant and Dec show. Ant and Dec have got the fingers in all the pies. 4:30, Sing 2. I've seen a bit of Sing 1. And I've seen not, and it was quite nice. I haven't seen any of Sing 2. So 6:30, Emmerdale, whatever. 7 o'clock, Coronation Street, whatever. 7:30, The Masked Singer. an hour and a half of The Masked Singer.
That program makes me angry as well.
Oh, up my arse.
Makes me angry because it's too hard. There should be a Masked Singer. There should be. You're not allowed to change your voice. If they guess you, they guess you. You can't change your voice because they go, they're in a mask, they're in a suit. So you can't see them, obviously. And then they disguise the voice. Are you supposed to guess if they're disguising
the
voice?
Is that what they do? They disguise the voice. Do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they disguise it. They don't, like, oh, if they're English, they try and sing in an accent. And it's like American accent or something. Yeah, so are you supposed to guess?
Dog shit, that means. Dog shit.
Bastards.
10 o'clock. Oh, no, 9 o'clock, the 1% Club. I don't know what that was.
Oh, we love it. Absolutely love it. So they asked the public, general public, questions. And if 100% of the people get it, that's the first question. And then 80% of the people get it right, that's the second question. It's a room full of people. And you guess the answer until it gets down to like three people. And then the 1% question is that hard. Only 1% of the people he asked got it correct.
And it's, right.
I can't think what his name is. The comedy fella off. Oh, Would I Lie to You? Do you watch that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
The fella with the beard. Yeah, he's dead funny. He's hilarious. No, it's good. Me and Shell love it. Me and Shell watch them all.
I'd consider that, yeah. 10 o'clock, Barry Humphries, The Last Laugh.
Oh.
Hello, I love Barry Humphries. Oh. Yeah, that's him, yeah.
No, that was Charlie Jacobs doing that.
Hello, my darlings.
Oh, was he?
Good day, mate. I'm dead now.
We'll fly through Channel 4 because we don't normally do Channel 4, but we've got it down here anyway.
Yeah.
ten past three, The Italian Job.
Yeah.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. 5 o'clock, Channel 4 News. 5:15, a repeat of the alternative Christmas message. 5:20, Home Alone sound.
Yeah.
7:20, The Piano, Claudia Winkleman, Mike and Lang Lang at King's Cross. I've got no idea what that was.
Oh, yeah. We actually watched it.
Oh.
So it must have been last year. They were at Leeds Terminal, and they just put a piano in the middle of the station and filmed people coming and playing.
Oh, okay.
And the people who came, who were really good. So the ones who were really good, they came out and they asked them to come and do an audition sort of thing. And there was a blind girl who went on, and she was amazing. So she went and did a show, one of the big shows, and this was sort of a recap of that. Brought them back to King's Cross. It was all right. It was a nice little harmless thing.
Yeah, that sounds all right, that actually. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Man.
It was Claudia Winkleman and the fella off Scissor Sisters.
Claudia Winkleman.
She's all fringe. She's all fringe.
Oh, imagine a little fringe. Ooh. 8:35, the Gazette Pottery Throwdown. I don't care. Not interested. 9:45.
Sleeping the fucking battle here, aren't you?
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I'll never get tired of watching Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
That and Green Mile. I could watch. Yeah, the Tom Hanks films I could watch. And in fact, I watched The Truman Show last night.
Yeah. All classics. Whether I'd watch any of them ever again before I die, I don't know. But I'll give you the fact that they are all fucking bangers, them.
Yeah.
They are.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that The Truman Show isn't Tom Hanks, but I'm just saying they're films that I'd watch again and again.
I'd do The Truman Show too with Tom Hanks. The Forrest Gump Show. Oh. Right. So we have got some toys. This is from Good Housekeeping. These are the top 10 toys John Lewis has predicted to be bestsellers this year.
Okay.
So number 10 was the Scalextrics John Lewis versus Waitrose car racing set. So there's a lot of that going on now, isn't there? So you go into Primark and you can buy Greg's pajamas.
Yeah.
All that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You've always been able to buy an Eddie Stobart truck and all that type of stuff. So I presume that's where they're coming from. Number nine, the Lego Holiday Main Street, which I had a look at. It's all on the website here. I'll put it in the show notes. And it looks actually quite bloody good. I'd like that. Not as a human, as a child, I'd have that. If you do Lego and that.
A robot child.
Yeah. That's a film coming out on Disney Plus in a couple of weeks. It's been on the cinemas, and it's the one where it's humans versus AI, so it's like Terminator. And they've got a hole going right through their head. The AI humans.
I'm seeing it.
I think it's called The Creator. Leave it with me. Number eight.
The Truman Show.
Yeah.
It's The Truman Show.
Number eight, the Hasbro Furby.
Well, Furbies are back.
Furbies are back, yeah. Number seven, the Little Live Pets Mama Surprise. A little dildo or something, I don't know. Number six, Fisher-Price Mix and Learn Music Table. So that's getting your kids mixing on a Christmas day.
Slim, come on.
£54 it is. And it's one of them things. Oh, no, that's the Laugh and Learn. Oh, yeah, no, that's it. DJ table where your Matthew would have had it, Becca would have had it. I know you've certainly had it, where you press something and it does a beat, and then you do it, you move a triangle up and down.
Oh, yeah.
And it does something, and then it'll have a little keyboard or whatever. The John Lewis wooden cafe set. Okay, yeah. Number four, Melissa and Doug Barber role play set. I don't know who Melissa and Doug are. Maybe.
Is that like the old Play-Doh Barber thing that we always wanted?
Yeah, maybe. Lemuex Minx Puppy Cockapoo.
Okay.
So it's a little battery operated cockapoo. It's not a pooey cock, which I got on Christmas night. Number two, the Barbie convertible doll car.
It's probably because of the movie, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's I remember my sister having a Barbie car, and I suspect maybe one of mine did, but I think one of Carla's definitely has, and it doesn't look like that. Looks like a stubby little two-seater. I don't know. Number one, Gabby's Dollhouse Girl Doll. Number one. She's there, $14.99. So that was the most wanted. I know from having there's kids in the family, obviously. I know J Dog got a PlayStation 5 for Christmas.
Matt got the Xbox X.
Yeah. I wouldn't know where to begin now. I wouldn't know if I had that fucking time when I'm listening to smooth jazz to be putting a PlayStation game on. So the top 10 toys for Hamleys, which is the big Christmas toy shop in London. Twister A. Yeah. So I think this is the one where you attach colours to yourself and you'd have to do moves and then freeze and stuff. It's all on the telly with the camera.
Oh, right, okay. I've just seen it there, yeah. So it films you on the TV, and then if you've got a yellow wristband on, a yellow dot comes on the screen, you've got to put your hand where the dot is on the screen.
Yeah. Right, and basically it's Twister for so that you're not fucking touching your fucking niece off or whatever on the Twister mat.
I'm sure that's what they were thinking when they came up with that.
Well, no one likes touching each other anymore, do they, because of fucking COVID and all that. Number nine, Paul, what happened then to my mouth? My nine. Paw Patrol movie Sky Deluxe vehicle. Sound. Number eight, Hamley's wooden bus. Fuck off, Hamleys. Number seven.
They're trying to bring simplicity back, aren't they? I read this before Christmas. A lot of people trying to bring wooden toys back.
All right. The fucking rainforests are dying. Bring fucking plastic toys back. That's what we need. More plastic. Disney, Winnie and Piglet's treehouse. They didn't live in a bloody treehouse. Get your story straight if you're going to. And it's literally for toddlers, that one. You're looking at it. It's for 3-year-olds and below, I would imagine. Number six, Hamley's Magic Moving Car. So it's a remote control car, no doubt. Let's have a look at it. Scrolling down. Yeah, remote control.
70 you go quid. In. It looks cool, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'd literally want to could nosh off that. You go into Hamley's and they have all them staff, don't they, doing all these, whoa, art with bubbles. And they go like that. Look at this. And there's a Martian sunset. And you go, yeah, I'll have two. And when you get them home, they're shit. number five, the Beast Lab. Yeah.
That looks like Ben 10, but it's not, is it?
I think it's just like an independent type.
Nice.
Oh, it does look like Beast Lab, yeah. Beast.
Which shark will you unleash? Okay.
The pork shark. Harry Potter Hamley's Bay. Yeah, sounds, whatever. TY Marvel 14-inch Squishaboos. Let's have a look.
What is a Squishaboo?
Okay, so there's, it's like a Spider-Man. It's a squishy thing. This is, these are a spin-off of them stupid squishy things that all the kids love. Have you seen them? They're like big pillows. And they're in all the toy shops. If you walk around Smith's, right, there'll be a whole wall of these squishies. And it's literally when the kids get older, they go, oh, I'm so squishy. Like that. Have you not seen them?
No.
You wouldn't, because like Becca's 21 and Matthew's 18, so you literally wouldn't. But they're like between £10 and fucking £60, and it's literally full of Chinese radioactive waste.
What's a cow do?
What's a cow do?
Moo.
Ah, fucking hell. number two, the LOL Magic Flyers.
LOL.
LOL surprise. Yeah, Magic Flyers. So I presume they, I think the babies actually got them because they were flying around our heads at some point over on Christmas. Ari, remember the fairy ones? Ari had a fairy one and it was and it's got wings and it spins around like a propeller. Well, she literally flew it like that. And on the adverts, they're like that, Andy. Whoa, I'm doing fucking shit with me fairy flying, man. And it looks boss.
Yeah.
But in reality, it takes off from the hand or from the control dock deck and then flies straight up into the air and then gets wrapped around your daughter's ear and you have to cut it out of her ear while she's hysterical.
It's like the balls, the propeller balls. You see the adverts where they're like passing it to each other, it looks boss. And
whoa,
you've got it, it just hits the ceiling, comes back down, hits the floor.
Yeah, and the number one from Hamley's was the Barbie Pop Reveal Fruit Series. Barbie Pop Reveal Fruit Series Watermelon Crush Scented Doll. Oh. So it's a Barbie doll that stinks.
Basically, yeah.
Sound.
But so I'll. Watermelon.
I will put this website in the what Barbie toys will be. I mean, it goes on. It goes right through all the Barbie stuff. It's a good article, basically for old men. What Lego will be popular? The Enchanted Treehouse, the Fruit and Vegetable Tractor. Ah, fucking hell. Yeah.
Sound.
Yeah. So we're on to the joke already.
All right, then. Slight you with mine?
Yeah.
I bought Michelle a fridge for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. What did you buy, Michelle?
A fridge.
For Christmas.
You sort of saw her face light up when she opened it. Don't pretend that's not funny.
That is funny. That is actually very funny. There was a fella we worked with back in the day who was a fucking minge bag. I won't mention his name in case any of his family are listening. But the rumour was that he drilled a hole in the side of his fridge to make sure the light had gone out when he shut the door. That's how tight he was. But because of the Beatles resurgence in 2023, why did the Beatles start a Christmas wrapping paper business?
Well, that's a tongue twister. I don't know. Why did the Beatles start a Christmas wrapping paper business?
Because they wanted to wrap the world in festive melodies.
Why do you persist? Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Reach out to their brothers and sisters of the world with that love.